It's Thursday, the 19th of May, 8 a.m. I'm still on the back doorstep because I'm looking at a wee beastie that's on the window. And I'm not sure whether it's a live beastie or a husk. Certainly clinging on with its legs to the glass. It's got a long, very long, thin body, black and white stripes, or at least it looks black and white. But when I blow on it, you'd expect it to fly away. But it doesn't. So I'm thinking it's a cast off husk, or it's attached itself to the glass and died. And not just that, but on the inside of the window is a beautiful little hoverfly. It's got itself into the kitchen yesterday, probably when the door was open. It hasn't found its way out, so it's just lodged for the night. I'm going to get it out once I finish my tea. Should be out here getting nectar. Though it's not a sunny morning, it's another overcast morning, but the weather's been cheating. What looks like cold weather, or feels like cold weather at the moment you step out, or cool weather, put it that way, isn't the case. It's a bit cheating, as they say. It's actually warmer than you think. It's funny, because we had rain last evening and through the night. It's dry now, but because we had rain, it's got the temperature right back down again. So it is definitely cool this morning, and there's a goodly breeze blowing. And it looks like, yeah, it looks like it's coming from the southeast. That's strange. We don't often get winds coming from the southeast. Coming up from Northumberland, probably. Newcastle. Geordie Land. Up over the Pentland Hills. Yes, definitely south-southeast wind. So a decent sleep last night. Yes, not too bad a night, not too bad, let's just say. And feeling refreshed at 7 a.m. this morning, and that's a lie. Daylight flooding in the bedroom window, and our window faces north. But it's even an overcast morning, there's so much daylight, you tend to wake in that wee bit earlier. Your body's sensed through your eyelids or something, I don't know, that it's daylight and it's time to get up. it's still not that easy to get up when the alarm goes. What happened to that summer feeling when you spring out of bed in the morning? But I'm feeling well. Loads to do. Had loads to do yesterday. I've got loads to do today, and I'll have loads to do tomorrow. And so on and so on. But it's keep me busy, it's keep me occupied. Kept occupied sweeping up the pathways back into the border again. Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird. Yes. Those wee buggers. She's not there this morning. Don't know why. Maybe because she's feeling guilty. You know how when a dog does something wrong, no matter what it is, it's just this, ate the last piece of cold meat from the table. or the last biscuit or something, or it's broken wind, and you know it's a dog. You just have to look at the dog, you can tell. They're as guilty as sin in their face. They know they're guilty, and it wasn't me, that wasn't me. Well, maybe that's why Mrs. Blackbird is not there this morning, because she's made such a blooming mess. Instead of being there looking for food for me, maybe she expects to be chastised heavily. Get thee afar from me, you messy woman. She has made an absolute mess. Well, saying her, it's probably her and him. What a bloody mess. But therein lieth my therapy, sweeping back up with a smile on my face, never to get angry. I'm not so sure about a smile on my face, but I won't get angry then. You blue tits. There you are. She's on the fence, to my right. You, come down here. Are you? What the hell is this? It's not good looking for food. You're getting bugger all this one until you read that mess up. And then after you've read the mess up, go to your room. I'm curious to know where their nest is. Oh. She'll go over now, which she's doing, and she'll peck at the ground, not seriously, just peck, as if to say, look, look, I'm looking for food, I'm looking for food. There she goes, digging out again. Always amazes me what they can move. I mean, in my side garden there, I've got little bits of, what would be bits of old and rotting wood, with moss on them, and maybe things that artifacts, natural artifacts. I like that kind of thing, you know. Got a little log, about 15 inches long, covered in moss, and there's a miniature rhododendron and fern been growing out of that log for a few years now. It's its own wee ecosystem. But these little log bits, these smaller parts, they're quite big compared to a blackbird, and yet they can toss those pieces out with ease. She's having a real dig this morning. At the same spot. God, woman. See, I think they've got a mentality. If I go with a brush, wherever I brush, they reckon there's food. So if I sweep all that stuff back in again, they won't think, oh, we swept all that stuff in, we've dug, so we've already dug there and we've got everything out. They won't think that. They'll just think, he's brushed, so as soon as his back's turned, that's where we dig. A young robin and its parent. It's to the side of me. Youngsters not squawking, but it's flapping its wings. You know that feed me. Well, the two of them are off again. Without a sound. Oh, another wee robin. An adult. Yes, sing for me. Go on. Well, that was a bit of heartless effort. It's down looking for food too. I think the robin's cottoned on to what the blackbird does, and if it stands and stares at you, which it's doing just now actually for the fence, you go and get some food. Well, I have got food for them this morning, because I've got the dregs of my granola. And they're going to get that. Nature is wonderful. Garden's looking well, as well as can be. Things are going on. And I've got one of the hardy rhododendrons that grows over here. Actually, they're considered weeds in certain places because they take over everything. But it's a beautiful purple flower, not your big fancy Nancy flowers. They're about 3 inches, you know, across. Beautiful violet purple, if you like. Grow all over the states of Scotland. They were planted all those years ago for the wealthy landlords and lairds and, yes, dukes and earls, all that kind of stuff. But they're as hard as nails, and I think they're lovely. And I bought one, a young one, about 4 or 5 years ago. And 3 years ago I got one flower, 2 years ago I got four flowers. Last year I got about 10, this year, I don't know, 40, 50, easy. Just all starting to open up now, it's lovely. That's the kind of plant I like. Plant it and watch it grow. Thoughts again this morning for Lee Storm. I haven't heard from Lee. And my thoughts and prayers once again for him. Oh, worrying times, I don't like this. Let's hope and pray she's fine, that she's been cared for and on the mend. Right, fancy some granola? Yes? Okay, I'll go and get it now. To scrape the sand from my shoes. Like walking on a beach out there. Yeah, she knows the sound of this jar. Not sure there's much fruit in it for her, but we'll see. Come on then. No, it's over here. I'll eat you. Save you for digging. There we go. Breakfast is served. Ah, two starlings have come down. Starving. Rocky's reappeared. He'll be wanting a shot down there. And the starlings go. And Rocky's down. So changing the guard here. There's plenty for all. What would I do without the birds in the garden?